What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Two things before we get started. Number one, I was busy today and I'm recording this pretty late. So if you're still up on Wednesday night when this is being recorded, type a one in the comment section. And if you watch this any other day, type a two. Also, second thing, the news. I feel like I'm obligated to tell you that it's awful. Like the stories are just bad. So, I wouldn't necessarily, like, feel terrible if you stopped watching at this point. I'm, like, trying to... This is me. I'm trying to help you out. This is like, a thing that I'm doing for you. Okay, you're still here? Okay, news. Okay, so, first up, Barnes & Noble has rebranded a Samsung tablet into a Nook. So, the Galaxy Tab A, there's now a Nook version, the Samsung Galaxy Tab A Nook. Nobody wants this. Not a single person. There have been videos on Pinterest for, I don't know, something like 5 years. I don't go on Pinterest. Anyway, now they're going to start adding ads, video ads on Pinterest. So if you're one of the few people in the audience that use Pinterest, this is how it's gonna work. Essentially, there's gonna be like a pin that you just see a video in it, you can expand it and then you watch it that way. That'll be just a branded ad, a promoted ad from some brand. If you are a brand and you want to advertise on Pinterest, this might be appealing to you. And if you are a person that uses Pinterest, you might also care. I cannot make this story interesting. I just can't do it. Speaking of advertising, let's talk about the king of advertising. Mark Zuckerberg and the gang over at Facebook are changing the way the policy works for Messenger bots. So if you didn't know about them, essentially, you're able to message certain brands and a bot will talk back to you automatically. But there's been a rule in place where those bots are not permitted to actually try to sell you something directly. Instead, they can like try to help you decide on a purchase, but they can't actually solicit you and try to sell you something that is, of course, until now. So the policy states that now those bots are permitted to send you subscription messages, ads, and promotions for services. Now, Facebook doesn't want you to actually worry about being spammed because of this, because it's pretty much in your hands. Any conversation with a brand has to be initiated by you, the actual person, not by the bot. And then if you'd like to, you can block the brand and the bot altogether at any time you like. So, okay, so here's something that is actually awesome. Adam West and Burt Ward, the original like TV series Batman and Robin from the 60s, are reuniting for an animated movie. Because they're like too old, and you get it. They're too old and you don't want to watch a Batman and Robin that's like, I think that's an accurate representation of what it would be if it was like a physical live action movie. Anyway, it's called The Return of the Caped Crusaders. They released a trailer for it, but it's not really a trailer, just kind of like a thing that they released. It is cool to see and cool to hear. The actual movie is apparently going to be set like in the 60s, like back in that time period, like when the TV show was happening and around how the TV show was shot. I'm excited for it. I'll link the full trailer down in the description below. Last month, Verizon made some changes to their plans, and now AT&T is going to do kind of the exact same thing. Now AT&T is offering you some brand new plans where they say you're getting more data per megabyte for your monies. Here's how it shakes up. So the cheapest plan used to be $20, but now it's $10 more. $30 a month, and you'll get 1 gigabyte of data. With that previous $20, you were getting like 300 megabytes of data. So, okay. For $40 a month, you can get 3 gigabytes. You can get 6 gigabytes for $60 a month. 10 gigabytes will cost you $80. 16 gigabytes will cost you $90. Heavy duty data users can, of course, get 25 or 30 gigabytes of data, and those are actually cheaper than they used to be. Also, a cool little part of these new plans is the fact that they are not going to be charging you any overages. So if you go over your allotted data, instead of being charged for it, you'll instead be throttled. And I mean, the throttled speeds are like trying to shove shit through a toaster, so you're not gonna go very fast there, but at least you're not paying extra. Right? And for this, there is no fee. With Verizon and their safety mode thing, you pay $5 a month. This is no dollars a month. Okay, it's now time for Ask FPT, the segment of the show I take one question from you, and I answer it for you. Today's question is from Peter on Twitter, and he says, how much is 2 plus 2? No, what? Why you gotta do that? The thing says ask me anything. You can literally ask me anything you want. It's the part of the show I dedicated to you. I will answer any question. And this is the time you get featured, and you wasted that time being featured asking me some stupid shit. Here we go, from Prasoon on Twitter. Prasoon, you never let me down. Why does Ghoul have so many texting apps?
I don't know what Ghoul is.
Ghoul. Hang on. Let me just Google that. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. If somehow you managed to watch the whole show, type spoopy. Type spoopy in the comment section. You can follow us on Twitter. I might have said that. Maybe not. At Front Page Tech. Ask me anything on Twitter. Ask FPTs how you can do that. I'll see you tomorrow. It'll be better tomorrow. Maybe. Can't promise anything, actually.